June 19th. I would like to explain a little by way of introduction. I was praying. It was 12 noon, and I kept on praying, for in these 6 hours of the morning I had been interrupted so often that I had been unable to finish my morning prayers. The last interruption, a visit by an anguished young mother. In short, it was noon, and I had not been able to concentrate in peace for 10 minutes in a row. While I practiced patience by the bushel, to comfort myself I thought of the words heard quite late last night, and I promised myself again I would copy them down to give some sweetness to my heart. For they are words of a very lofty tenderness. My soul was left perfumed by them. But here I have to stop praying, to write what I am copying now, which seems to me to be a reply to one of your questions expressed in a letter, a question I was no longer thinking about. And now that I have introduced this preface, I shall go forward, first copying today's words, and then the ones last night. Jesus says, some days ago Father wrote that he was perplexed about the true source of the spiritual scourge, for a kingdom divided within itself is no longer a kingdom. I will show Father that this can be, for the division is purely apparent. Lucifer, in his manifestations, has always sought to imitate God. Just as God has given every nation its protecting angel, Lucifer has given it its demon. But as the different angels of the nation obey a single God, so the different demons of the nations obey a single Lucifer. The order given by Lucifer in the present episode to the different demons is not different according to the country. It is a single order for all, by which one understands that the kingdom of Satan is not divided and thus endures. This order may be enunciated as follows. Sow horror, despair, and error so that the peoples will separate themselves from God, cursing him. The demons obey, and sow horror and despair, extinguish faith, strangle hope, and destroy charity. Over the ruins they sow hatred, lust, and atheism. They sow hell. And they succeed, for they find the ground already favorable. My angels also fight to defend the country I have assigned to them, but my angels do not find favorable ground. Hence they are left in a losing position with respect to the enemies of hell. To win, my angels should be helped by souls living in and for good. Living in me, they find some. But there are too few in comparison to those that do not believe, do not love, do not forgive, and are unable to suffer. It is appropriate to repeat, Satan has asked to sift you. And from the sifting it turns out that corruption is as in the times of the good, aggravated by the fact that you have had the Christ and his church, whereas in the times of Noah, that was not the case. I previously stated and repeat, this is a struggle between heaven and hell. You are nothing but a deceitful screen. Behind your ranks angels and demons battle. Behind your pretexts lies the true reason. Satan's battle against Christ. This is one of the first selections of humanity, which is approaching its final hour, to separate the harvest of the elect from the harvest of the reprobate. But, unfortunately, the harvest of the elect is small in comparison to the other. When Christ comes to defeat the perpetual adversary in his, he will find few marked, in their spirits, by the cross. And this is the other passage of last night. Jesus says, to obtain real fruits from the Eucharist, it must not be considered as an episode repeated at more or less distant points in time, but must be made the basic thought in life. To live thinking of me as Eucharist, who hasten to come, or have come into you, making the encounter a continuous present, which lasts as long as your lives. Not to separate oneself in spirit from me, to act in the ray issuing forth from the Eucharist, never to go outside its orbit, like planets revolving around the sun and living by its splendor. Here too, I propose Mary as a model for you. Her union with me must be the model for your union with me. The life of Mary, my mother, was entirely Eucharistic. The life of Maria, the little victim, must be entirely Eucharistic. If Eucharist means communion, Mary lived Eucharistically nearly all her life. For I was in my mother before being in the world as a man. Nor, when I was no longer a man in the world, did I cease to be in her. We have never separated since the moment when obedience was sanctified up to the height of God and I became flesh in her womb, so pure that the angels are less pure in comparison, so holy that no ciborium receiving me has such holiness. Only in the breast of God is there a perfection of holiness greater than that of Mary. After the triune God, she is the Holy of Holies. If it were granted to you mortals to see the beauty of Mary as it is, you would remain enraptured and sanctified by it. There is no comparison in the universe that serves to tell you what my mother is. Be holy, and you will see her. And if to see God is the joy of the blessed, to see Mary is the joy of all paradise. For in her, not only do the angelical choirs and the hosts of saints take delight, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit contemplate her as the most beautiful work of their trinity of love. The two of us have never separated. She aspired to me with all the strength of her virginal, immaculate heart awaiting the promised Messiah, the purest communion of desire which attracted me from the depths of heaven. More lively communion from the time of the Blessed Annunciation until the hour of death on the cross. Our spirits were always united by love. Most intense communion of love, and immense pain, during my martyrdom, and in the days of my burial. Eucharistic communion after the glorious resurrection, and the ascension until the assumption which was the eternal union of the most pure mother with her divine son. Mary was the perfect Eucharistic soul. She was able to entertain our God with ardent love. Super angelic goal purity and continuous worship. How could I separate from that heart that was living by me? I remained even after the consummation of the species. The words spoken to my mother in the 33 years in which I was her son on Earth are nothing in comparison to the conversations which I as Eucharist had with her, as Ciborium. But those words are too divine, and too pure for the mind of man, to be able to know, and for man's lips to repeat. In the temple of Jerusalem only the priest went into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Lord was. But in the temple of the heavenly Jerusalem only I, God, go in and know the secrets of the most holy Ark, that is Mary my mother. Strive to imitate Mary, and, since it is something too arduous, ask Mary to help you. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Extremely possible, moreover, if asked for in Mary, with Mary, through Mary. Footnote. The concept is again taken up, and explained in the dictation of July 2.